Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am founder and president of Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is sponsoring this show tonight. I am so excited if you're on the line with us tonight, or either if you're on the computer with us tonight, you are in for a treat. Transformation Begins With You is a women's empowerment real talk series. We celebrate the journey of women to help change the lives of not only ourselves but others and to empower women to succeed. I'm so excited that you're with us tonight. We have a fabulous show tonight. I can't wait to get started. But before I do, I just wanted to say to you all that the last show that we had, we got rave reviews. It was wonderful. Thank you for all of your email messages and listening in. It was just great and wonderful. And we hope that tonight will also be great and wonderful for you because we have a special guest that will be coming on the line with us shortly. And that is Cynthia Newman. She's a motivational, inspirational speaker. She's also a financial guru. And I mean, this woman is just awesome in everything that she does. She is so excited about being with us tonight. But before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about the show tonight and what we're going to be talking about. Tonight's show is about life by design. Life by design. Now, it's not a coincidence that we're talking about that. Our guest, Cynthia Newman, she is originator of Life by Design e-devotional, and we're going to talk to her in depth about how she came to write that and why she wanted to focus just on that topic. So we're going to talk to her a little later. But right now we're going to focus a little bit on Life by Design, and I'm just going to kind of give you a prelude before Cynthia comes on. And I often ask myself, as I was getting the show together, I often ask myself as I was writing out some questions, what is life by design? What is it? And I looked up the word design, and the word design is the planning that lays the basis or the foundation for the making of every object or situation in your life. That's exciting for me. It's the basis or the foundation that lays the blueprint. It's like the blueprint for the making of every object or situation in your life. The question is, are you living your life by design? Are you absolutely, positively living your life by design? Your life was not designed to defeat you. Your life was designed to empower you and to elevate you and to grow you, so that you could go out and empower and equip others to grow and to develop. I looked up the word life, and I wondered, I said, what does life really mean? We know that life is an organism in the science world that, you know, you're alive and it's all this scientific stuff. But what really life is for us, as we know it in layman's term, is the ability to live. Life means to live, and to live means to function as your life was designed to function. And how was your life designed to function? It was designed that you would have life and life abundantly. You need to ask yourself, is your life headed in the right direction? Is your life motivating you to change? Is your life holding you back, or is your life setting you forth to do great and mighty things? Life is choices. I teach my kids that all the time. There's a lot of choices involved in life. But you were put here on this earth with purpose. God intended for you to have an abundant life in your mind, your body, and your spirit. Even the Declaration of Independence says you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God said you should have life because he came that you would have life, and that life more abundantly. You know, I was driving down the street, and I saw a sign that said, change your mind and change your life. 99% of how we're living are from choices that we've made. And I have to say that I know that's right, because I can testify to that. 99% of what I'm living today are the choices that I've made in my life. But what I've also learned about those choices is that you can take your pain and make it your passion. And you can take your fear and turn it into faith. You can take every trial and make it your triumph. I'm so excited for you today. I don't want to do much more of the talking. I just wanted to give you a little opening into that. And I'm going to introduce to you the lady who is coming on this line, Cynthia Newman. She's the motivational speaker, as I said before. She's a financial broker, I believe, and I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that. She's a former congregational president of Light of the World Christian Church with a little over 2,000 members. She has a sweet spirit. She's a loving wife. She's a facilitator. She's just a loving, sweet person. And Cynthia, I just want to say thank you for coming on tonight. I'm so excited to have you. I just don't want to take up and hog all the time, but I just want to say welcome to Transformation Begins With You.
Chris, thank you so much for having me, and thank the listeners for tuning in today. Believe it or not, I'm getting motivated just listening to you talking, so I could be sitting here all night. So thank you.
Wonderful. So, Cynthia, listen, I want you to just tell us a little bit about you, about Life by Design. How did you come about starting that e-devotional? I know a little bit about it. I know a little bit about you being a writer as a young girl. Can you just kind of walk us through that and bring us up to date?
Sure. Wow, bring you up to date. Well, a little bit about me. I love anything communications. In fact, you know, Life by Design is one part of that is really about who God created you to be and ultimately who he created me to be. And so, you know, as far back as I can remember, I've said it before, I've been public speaking and doing speeches and writing, and I never knew what path God would have for me to take. As I was a teenager, I really thought I'd be on TV by now doing the Today Show. That didn't work out.
Right.
And so it really caused me to get to this place. You know, when you make plans in your life, and the Bible tells us not to make all these plans because, you know, we really ultimately have no control. God is. But when you make plans in your life and they don't turn out, at some point for me, it sent me on what I call my path to self-discovery. And that was how Life by Design came out. You know, when things didn't happen like I thought they would as far as television media, I started saying, but God, you gave me this gift of speaking and you gave me this gift of writing, and what do you want me to do with it? And so initially, it was just me trying to figure out who God had me to be and which direction he wanted me to take. But the more I started journaling for myself, the more I would hear his voice say, somebody else needs to hear this, or somebody else is going through this. And so Life by Design, the devotional, came from that, from me walking down a path to self-discovery and then realizing that there are so many other women like myself who are looking and wanting to grow in life, wanting to grow in God, and you talked about having that foundation, wanting to be a wonderful person and figure out where we're going, but we needed a way to get there. And so Life by Design is really meant to help you discover who you are.
Wonderful. Discover who you are. Can you give us some pointers on how we can do that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say this, because when you started out, you talked about our foundation. And my foundation has always been the Word. So when I looked at Life by Design, you know, you looked up those words from Webster's Dictionary, but our design comes from Genesis 1:26-28. And if you read those verses, it's talking about how God created us in his image. He created us to be just like him. And then it goes a little bit further, and he talks about how he told us to take dominion over the earth, and so we were to be in charge of everything. And so when you think about your Life by Design, you know, what I think about is, what does it mean to be created in God's image? That was the design I was trying to figure out. Okay, I kept reading, I'm created in his image, but how do I get there? Well, I happened to teach, and you know, I teach Sunday school. I happened to teach a Sunday school class about 5 years ago called Through the Bible in a Year. And one of the first points is how we knew we were created in his image. And what it said is that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he created us in three parts as well, mind, body, and spirit. God spoke and created the world, and he's given us the ability to speak and create our reality, but we don't necessarily take advantage of that. And then God has this character about himself that nothing is impossible for him, and he's given us that same ability in Matthew 17:20, and I'm not a preacher, I'm just telling you what I live by.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us that ability to know that nothing is impossible. So how do you live a life by design? You start embracing those principles. And that's what I started doing. I started saying, wait a minute, if I can speak into existence what I want to happen, then I don't have to be defeated. All I have to do is change my speech. Well, first change my thoughts, right, because we're mind, body, and spirit. And then I have to speak it, and then I have to realize that nothing is impossible and act on it. And so I began to get courage within myself to just start stepping out and doing some things that I knew he was calling me to do, and life by design became a part of my life.
Wow. Cynthia, I am so motivated. I am so motivated. I feel like you have just come in and you just blew it out the water with that definition. I mean, that is awesome. If you in the listening audience do not have pencil and paper, you're going to miss this. You need to get your pencil, your paper. You need to write some of these things down. This is awesome information. You cannot pay for what you just heard today. This is absolutely fabulous. Cindy, just take us a little bit more into your life and to what you do. I know that you're financial broker, and I know you've done so many workshops, and you've pulled so many people out of debt, and that's part of life by design. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, when I think about the financial workshops that I've been blessed to offer, and you know that I'm a financial representative with Primerica, and the beauty of that is that, you know, I never wanted to sell anything to anyone, but I love to educate. So when you talk about financial services and your finances being part of life by design, you know, I don't know about you, Chris, but one thing about me is I'm transparent. I've been there before where I haven't been where I wanted to be financially, and you get this gnawing feeling on the inside that it just isn't what it can't be, what God designed for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started saying to myself, knowing that people, you know, usually don't know how money works because money doesn't come with instructions, right?
Right.
You know, we don't get a label on the dollar bill saying do this with that.
Yeah.
You know, we have to, again, make those choices like you talked about and figure it out. So the financial workshops allowed me to teach people what they needed to know. And I really believe that when you know better, you do better. And so as a result of that, you know, the financial workshops is what I do professionally as far as offer the service. But doing the workshops themselves were not required of me. And I really could have sold people things, but I wanted them to understand why I was recommending, you know, what I recommended for them. And so out of my love for teaching, for training, motivating, empowering, the finances were just another tool to do that. And I can really say that so many people have said to me how blessed they've been because I was willing to give that information. So I absolutely love it. It is absolutely another way to empower people. You know, I feel like if we can deal with people holistically, you know, which is one thing I have to put a plug in for our church and say that I love about our church, is that we've always talked about, yes, we must give our tithe, and that's the 10%, but what about the 90%? How do you look at every area of your life in a holistic fashion? And your money is no different. And if you know what to do with that money, not only can you do it for yourself, but you can bless others. So, yes, it's definitely a part of living your life by design to get your money straight. And if you're out there, I'd love to come do a workshop for you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Cindy, we just want to give a little plug to you right now.
Sure.
We should have quite a few people on the line listening by now. I wanted you to give your website and
yes,
a little bit of your Primerica information out there.
Sure.
So that people that have their pens and papers can write down, you know, your information so they can contact you personally. You are available to do workshops.
Absolutely.
And seminars, whether it be for motivational speaking,
yes,
for women, or for financial workshops. You can do all of that, and I'm a witness that she can, because she has done all of those things for Harvest Girls, and we are just so grateful to her. Just give that information now, Cynthia,
sure,
to our audience.
You can connect with me by email, and you can email me at cynmedia@aol.com, and I'll spell that. It's C-Y-N, the first three letters of my name, media, M-E-D-I-A, @aol.com. That's a way to catch me on email, which is a really efficient way to catch me on email. You can also catch the blog, which is www.lifebydesign, just like the words are spelled, .typepad.com. www.lifebydesign.typepad.com, and you can actually go out there and make comments on the blog as well as leave some a contact email for me, and I'll be able to contact you that way. So, you know, I'm really welcoming your listeners to call it, you know, to call in or email and let me know that you're out there. You know, I'm real touchable. I'm still on Earth realm. You know, one day I want to be in the stratosphere, but I'm not there. And yeah. Even when I get there, you know, I think that we all have to be transparent and we all have to be able to connect to one another as people. So I'm here to serve more than anything else.
Absolutely, Cynthia. Thank you. Listen, I just want to get a little bit deeper into this. I love what you've given us so far, but I'm just a sister girl, and I want to talk about my sister friends and how can we get them to this place that you're talking about, because I see so many women who are living beneath the privilege of just being fabulous and fantastic in their life. They don't even know they have gifts. They don't even, I mean, they have no idea who they are. How can we reach them? Give me something. I'm trying so hard, but sometimes I feel like I need something from someone to help me go a little bit further to reach the women.
Well, thank you for asking, Chris. You know, I think one of the most important things we can do, in addition to, first of all, accepting Christ as your Savior, because, again, for me, everything begins with that. Now, I must say, I don't know who your listeners are, but one of the first tips that I always say is that who you are is going to come out. And so even when I did Life by Design, I didn't necessarily design it to be an inspirational, devotional type vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened is that what's in me is the word. And so every time I wrote something, God would always bring a scripture to me and that would come out. So if you're talking about how do people connect with who they are, well, you got to take some time to know who you are. And how do you do that? It's spending time away. You know, when I hear you say that there are women, and I know there are women, and not just women, but people who live below their privilege, it's because they've never really stopped long enough to assess who am I and what am I about. You know, I teach on a regular basis. If you've ever been to my class, you'll hear me say regularly that the Holy Spirit is talking to you all the time. Now, a lot of people out there may not recognize the Holy Spirit, but I'll call it that voice in your head. That voice in your head is really guiding you through life at all moments, but we're so rushed and we're so busy and we're so busy working and we're so busy doing that if we never take time to pull away, you know, even if you're not a writer, you don't need to be a writer to figure out who you are. You just need to listen to your internal voice speak, and that's the first step to discovering what's inside of you and what your talents are. You know, that will be point number one. Point number two, I would say, is to not be afraid to try things. You know, when you talk about something as simple, you know, for example, as finances, and we'll just kind of pull that arbitrarily out of the air, a lot of people are afraid to invest a dollar. They might lose it. But risk is how you rule. And so whether you're trying to discover what your talents are, or you're trying to get more knowledge about finances, or you're trying to learn how to sing, whatever the case may be, you can't be afraid to step out and try things. And so when we won't take that risk to step out, then we find ourselves locked in, and you find yourselves wanting to do and living beneath your privileges and not being willing or not being able to step out of the box. So you got to be willing to take some risk. And then thirdly, you got to be willing to seek help. You know, I would be totally remiss, Chris, if I didn't tell you that there are people in my life, I have coaches, whether it be my husband who coaches me daily, I mean, by default, he has to coach me to be married to me. But I have professional coaches that I'll sit down and say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think about that? Or this is what I want to accomplish. And so you got to be willing to step out of yourself and to get some help. And help comes in a whole bunch of different ways. It could be a sister friend. It could be a mom. It could be a dad. It could bounce that idea off someone. And I believe that the whole point of life is connectivity. It's really all about connecting the dots.
Yes.
So I know that once you open yourself up and you get away from what somebody's going to say about me, that's a huge one. What are they going to think about me? People thinking about you anyway, and they're going to think what they're going to think anyway.
Right.
So I'm here to tell my sister friends that it really does begin with you, but it doesn't have to end with you. And you can take some simple steps, pull away, figure out who you are, you know, get some professional help, be willing to try things, and you're going to find that before long you start to get a feel for who you were created to be.
Wow, you have just taken us to another world today. I am so excited because I am soaking all of this in. I tell the audience all the time, not only am I the one talking, but I'm also talking to myself when I'm speaking. I know you do that too, Cynthia. But here's the thing that in empowering women that I found out, and this just happened to us not too long ago. We were doing a workshop with Kathy Holloway Hill, who is my life coach, and we did a workshop about self-discovery. And a lot of the women, we had a worksheet, a lot of the women were afraid to answer some of the simple questions about themselves. And what I found out about women all my life, basically, is that sometimes we are afraid to judge us. We're afraid to point at ourselves and say, these are some things I need to change about myself. This is something that I don't like about myself, or this is something that could be improved. We mask and hide, and we put up facades. What can you say to the women about being real? Because I know that's an issue that sometimes we as women have. We hide behind clothes and makeup and hair and all those things. What can you say to the women about being real in Life by Design? I know that can't actually happen for you until you're real with yourself, but tell us how we can be more real with ourselves. What are some of those steps that we need to take?
Well, you know, when you say the word real, Chris, honestly, I think of one word, freedom.
Ah, yes.
Really. Freedom.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You cannot be free until you are both real and transparent.
Yes, and, absolutely.
You know, Chris, sometimes I think we place too much stock on the outer person,
mm-hmm.
and what the world sees,
mm-hmm.
and not nearly enough stock on the inner person.
Yes.
You know, it would be like having a car and the car is all dinged up. And you know the car is dinged up, but on the inside the transmission is jacked up. Excuse
mm-hmm.
my phrase,
mm-hmm.
audience. And what you do is you get all the dings out the car, mm-hmm. and the transmission is barely making the car run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what
mm-hmm.
sense would that make?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have a car that's not functional. And that's the same thing that happens when we put on the facade on the outside and we do our hair and we wear makeup, and on the inside we're in turmoil. I mean, the first thing you got to do is get the car running. I mean, if
mm-hmm.
the car can run with dings, right?
Right.
But the dings can't go if the transmission doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so that is where we have to be when we get real with ourselves. We have to be willing to really say, who am I? You know, you talked about life coaches, and one of my life coaches is Dr. Preston T. Adams, and I know you know him.
Yes.
And, you know, but my first life coach was my mother. You know,
absolutely.
When I first got married, my mother said to me, and I got married at 18, very young, my mother said to me, you know what you need to do? You need to go to a restaurant by yourself, order a meal by yourself, get a book by yourself. So this is my instruction to the audience, and it comes
mm-hmm.
from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Get a book by yourself so that you can get comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
And so yes. that's, you know, what I would say to the audience about being real. How comfortable are you alone? You know, I'm great with people.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also sit me in a room for 3 or 4 hours. You can sit me in a room for 10 hours alone with a book, and I'm just fine. But I've made that peace with myself. I know I have a whole lot to work on, but I know what those things are. So if we're talking to the audience about how do you begin to become real with yourself, it's just become real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You take down a piece of paper yourself and write down, these are all the things Cynthia needs to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work on them. And mm-hmm. they're not that difficult. It's not that scary. It's that we allow our mental capacity to make us afraid when we really don't have to be.
Wonderful. And I know when you say comfortable with yourself, I run across so many women who are not comfortable with the real who they are. And that's one thing I love about me. And people that know me will hear me say this all the time. I'll say, this is what I love about me. And they look at me oddly because they thought, you love about you, because you don't hear that a lot. But there are some things I love about me. There's some things I don't love about me. But one of the things that I love about myself is that I love who I am on the inside. I love who I am on the inside. I always tell people, I love who I am on the inside. I'm not quite pleased with who I am on the outside, with the body image. But some people think, how can you be so pleased on the inside and not pleased with your body image? Well, I'm trying to line all that up.
Right.
Because it doesn't take away from me that what you see. Because what I see is more internal than what I see on the outside. Now, I want all those things to merge together. And, of course, I know once they do, then I know I'm going to be a stick of dynamite. I already know. But what I want my sisters to see is that your beauty is internal. It's internal. You can put on all the makeup. You can put on all the wonderful clothes. But that, if it's not inside of you, it means absolutely nothing. And so that's what I was trying to get pulled out of some of the women when we did our self-discovery, is that find out who you are, search your inner beauty, and love that first. Love on that first. Put as much into that inside of you as you do that outside, because I'm telling you, whatever's on the inside is going to come to the surface. It's going to come to the outside.
You know,
we have had a good talk today, Cindy.
Yes.
This has been absolutely wonderful. I'm excited that you have been. We're going to have you come back because you have just fed our souls. You fed our hearts, our minds. You just made me fall in love with me all over again.
Excellent.
I love how you explained the life by design. I think that was absolutely awesome. I just want you to give, we got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
I want you to once again give your information, your blog information, and then your email information.
Absolutely. My email is CYNMEDIA, CYNMedia at AOL.com, and my blog is www.lifebydesign.typepad.com. And if you will email me or access the web and send me comments, I'll be glad to add you to the mailing list. It's open to the public. It's open to the world because it's the World Wide Web. That's the whole point. And I do want to say as well, Chris, that I am available to speak at your women's conference, your youth conference, your retreats. I absolutely love doing, you know, what I'm doing, because I wasn't always here, and that's why I love it, because I know that I'm still a work in progress, and so I'm real and available to let people know how to begin to make those steps. So I would love to come speak to your group. And then lastly, Chris, I'm also working on a book that should be coming out on May 1st. I won't give the title away yet. It's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But it definitely talks about, you know, actually, it is my mother's life coaching, believe it or not. You know, people are asking, am I working on a devotional? And I am going to work on that next. But I wanted to introduce the world to who I am through my mother. And so it's her life coaching that I think, I'm telling you, every woman needs this book, because every woman needs a mother like my mother to just break it down and say, hey, this is how life is, and this is how you become to be the woman you want to be. So I've got a lot of stuff in the works, and I'm really praying to connect with your audience in the process.
Wonderful. And just saying, being comfortable with yourself, your mother's advice, being comfortable,
yes,
with who you are, that speaks volumes, because that is one key factor that I found that is missing in so many lives of the women today and the young girls today, not being comfortable with who they are and being able to keep themselves company and entertain themselves. And so that's why we sometimes fall into these terrible relationships with women and with men. So I'm going to buy the book. Already put me down for a copy. I want it hot off the press. Absolutely.
It'll be hot and autographed just for you.
Thank you so much. And we'll have you come and speak with Harvest Girls International. I want to give you the website to Harvest Girls International, and that is Harvest Girls at www.harvestgirls.webs.com. That's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And I just want to say again to our guests, thank you, Cynthia. Our time is running out. I told you the time goes very, very fast. I'm so glad that you got to speak to us in length. And, of course, we will have you back. I'm so excited that you agree with me that transformation does begin with you. And to listening audience, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I bless you. I pray for you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And until we meet again, remember, change comes by choice, not by chance. And if you want to change your life, change your mind, and transformation does begin with you. Until I see you again, may God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Bye-bye.